愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
今天早上要跟大家一起来查考哥林多前书十三章。
This morning, I'd like to study with everyone First Corinthians chapter 13.
就是爱的真谛。
And this is the essence of love.
我们一起来看哥林多前书的十三章。
Let us turn to First Corinthians 13.
哥林多前书十三章。
First Corinthians 13.
我们从第四节一直到第八节。
We read from verse 4 to 8.
到第七节。
Verse 4 to 7. Verse 4, love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things,hopes all things, endures all things.
我们大家都很渴慕有更多的爱。
We all long for more love.
因为爱使婚姻更加的圆满。
Because love makes a marriage even more perfect.
使家庭生活更加的幸福。
And love allows a family to be even more blessed.
也使我们人际关系更加的圆满。
It also allows our interpersonal relationships to become more complete.
爱使我们生活好像在天国。
Love allows us to live on earth as it is in heaven.
但是爱是什么？
But then what is love?
我们就发现每个人的讲法都不太一样。
Everyone has a different interpretation of love.
那对爱解释的最清楚、最深入的就是圣经。
And only the Bible has the best and accurate description of love.
因为爱的源头就是神本身。
Because the source of love is God Himself.
那圣经是神启示人写出来的。
And the Bible was inspired by humans.To be written down.
所以圣经在描写爱是最完全。
And so the Bible has the most accurate description of love.
那爱具体的表现就是主耶稣降世为人。
And this tangible demonstration of love is when God came onto this earth as Jesus Christ.
所以这个里面所讲的爱就是在主耶稣身上我们可以看得到的。
So the love that is mentioned here can be seen on the Lord Jesus Christ.
这就是我们今天信仰所需要追求的。
And this is the thing that we must pursue in our faith today.
使我们有神的形象。
So that we can have the image of God.
有主耶稣的样式。
We can have the image of Christ.
那在十三章的第一节一直到第三节。
In chapter 13, verses 1 to 3,
这个提到爱的重要。
It talks about the importance of love.
如果一个人很有恩赐。
If a person is gifted,
第一节。
Verse 1,
但是他没有爱。
But does have not love,
他就像鸣的锣响的钹。
Then he is like a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal.
就是有声音，但是这个声音起不了作用。
Meaning that he produces noise, but that noise is not beneficial or effective.
没有办法真的造就人。
Unable to edify others.
那第二节开始。
In verse 2.
如果一个人非常有信心。
If a person has great faith.
没有爱却算不了什么。
But if he does not have faith, it does not mean anything.
那第三节。
In verse 3,
如果有爱的外在的表现，没有爱的内心。
If they have the outer demonstration of love, but do not have love inside,
但是还是没有用。
It is still not profitable.
比方说我们所做的一些动作是为着到最后是为着自己的利益。
Sometimes the good deeds, the actions that we perform is for our own ulterior motives, our own benefit.
政治家,
like politicians, for example.
捐很多的钱,
they perhaps would donate a lot of money,
然后到处去广告,
and go around advertising.
那这个本身呢, 是算不了什么。
And that itself profits nothing.
所以这三节告诉我们爱非常的重要。
These three verses indicate to us the importance of love.
那没有爱就算不了什么。
And without love, it means nothing.
那接下去就是对爱下一个定义。
And after that, it defines love.
啊，那我们今天来看第六节。
So today, let us study verse 6.
说爱是不喜欢不义。
Now, love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
啊，这两句话哈，其实是相对的。
These two phrases contrast with each other.
啊，如果一个人有爱。
These two phrases go hand in hand. If a person has love,
啊，他就不会喜欢不义。
Then he would not rejoice in iniquity.
啊，那这是什么意思？
What does that mean?
啊，不义就是不对的事情。
Iniquity refers to things that are not right.
啊，如果我们爱一个人，
if we love someone,
啊，我们看到这个人做不对的事情，过不对的生活，我们不会高兴。
And we see them leading an incorrect lifestyle and doing bad things, then that is not something that we should rejoice in.
啊，比方说啊，如果我们很爱我们的儿子。
For instance, if we love our son.
啊，我们儿子去赌博啊，赢了很多钱。
And our son goes off gambling and wins a lot of money.
啊，替我们买房子，买车子。
And purchases a home, a house, and a car for us.
让我们生活过得很好。
Allows us to have a better standard of living.
请问我们会很高兴还是会很忧伤？
And then I ask, will we be happy for our son, or will we be sad about it?
如果这个爱是从神来的。
If this love stems from God.
啊，虽然我们的孩子在暂时短暂得到一些外在的利益。
Even though our son may have temporarily gained a lot of material benefits.
但是他是不义的。
But his actions are unrighteous.
啊，所以我们还不会高兴。
And so we will not rejoice with him.
啊，如果我们爱我们的父母。
And if we love our mother and fathers.
他用很多不正当的方法赚很多钱。
And they